One of my favorite words in the scriptures that we heard in two different readings today is perseverance, or very similar, a synonym of persistence. And I think our family, as our parish is, are persistent to pray, to work, and to help our neighbors. In our lives, we have moments of the top of the mountain peaks, and other times in the dark valleys. And we must continue to be persistent to go forward in our path with Jesus Christ towards heaven itself. We saw today in our first reading of what we've heard many different times. I hope you memorize the numbers. I'm a number person, so. Abraham was praying and was persistent for the Sodomites. And really, it was a test from God. How persistent can you do to me to get your answer? And Abraham started, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it?" Of course, God said, as we heard, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." And as you know, it's kind of a long reading. We heard 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. Abraham spoke again and again and again. That was his test from God. Now, how can you and how can I do the same? Heard in the gospel again about ask and we shall see, knock and we will receive. Listen and knock on the door and it will be open to us. But it's not just like a two-minute thing to do. It's not just to do it at Mass. It's to be persistent, temerity, to keep asking and knocking and seeking. Then we had that beautiful parable of Jesus and that beautiful passage about the knock and the seek and to ask. He's talking about two friends, and the one came in the middle of the night, and imagine you and a friend in Eye Falls of the area, and they come to you middle of the night as a friend, and you're in bed, you're sleeping, and they're knocking on your door, and you're like, what's going on, and get out of here. But as Jesus was saying in the parable, I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. That's what we're called to do as Christians and as Catholics. Every one of us has a cross. Sometimes it's easy to carry. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's brutal. Sometimes it's a cakewalk. We are to keep going forward with persistence, with strength and confidence, trust and faith, because your goal and my goal at the end of the day is to cross the finish line of heaven itself. So please work well, pray well, and serve well with God and your neighbor with your persistence.